Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Friday the 20th of May 2022. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon we bring you the five news items that happened today that you need to know about. Let's jump into it. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 finished the day up 1.2% to 7,146 points. It was a very good day for the tech stocks led by REA Group, which rose 4%, WiseTech Global and Xero both finished up nearly 3%. Consumer discretionary stocks did well after a big sell-off yesterday, while the materials companies did okay too. Fortescue Metals jumped 3.4%, BHP rose 2.3%, and Rio Tinto was up 1.7% on the back of higher iron ore prices. Aristocrat jumped more than 4% today. The banks were up, so too the retailers and most of the miners. Energy stocks, though, they were the underperformers after oil prices came off a bit on concerns about lower economic growth. Woodside Petroleum, fresh from its successful merger vote with BHP Petroleum yesterday, fell around 3.5%. Santos closed down 1.7%. The best on the day was gold digger Chalice Mining, which jumped 20% after last night saying it had received approvals to conduct exploration drilling in the north of Western Australia. Others to do well today were Novonix and Life 360. The worst on the bourse was Unibail Rodemco Westfield, the European-based shopping mall owner, which fell 9%. That follows a jump yesterday when it said it was going to roll out the Westfield brand into Spain, Sweden and Poland. Agricultural chemical company Nufarm had a second bad day in a row, down nearly 4%. Story number two. It was the final day on the hustings in the six-week election campaign. Prime Minister Scott Morrison kept the script, telling people not to trust Labor to manage money. He pushed the coalition's economic credentials. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese said he had integrity and was the right person to take the country forward, focusing on the need to alleviate cost of living pressures. Polls have narrowed in the past few days, and so it's probably too close to call, though betting agencies have Labor as favourite. One of the most interesting things tomorrow will be the performance of independents. And finally on the election, 6.3 million people, that's about one third of all voters, have already cast their ballot. That's easily the biggest number ever. Story number three, Crown Resort shareholders, including James Packer, have voted for Blackstone's $8.9 billion bid for the gaming giant. Chair Ziggy Switowski told shareholders today that it was in the best interests of shareholders to go ahead with the vote, even though Blackstone still needs to get through probity checks. Story number four. Woolworths has bid for 80% of ASX-listed mydeal.com.au. That's the 80% not owned by management. It's offered $1.05 a share, which is 40 cents a share more than its closing price yesterday. It's an attempt by Woolworths to boost its e-commerce offering to customers who, post-lockdowns, have kept buying essentials online. 20% of the company, that's of MyDeal, will continue to be owned by key management. MyDeal listed in October 2020 and benefited from the e-tailing boom, but in more recent times, its share price has fallen to well below its listing price. And finally, story number five is all about global markets. They've been all over the place this week, but this morning, Wall Street ended down slightly after yesterday's big sell-off. The shares rose across Asia after Chinese banks moved to lower interest rates, which should boost the world's second largest economy. Shares jumped in Japan, Hong Kong, and China. Lower rates should alleviate some pain in the crucial property market. Helping out were soundings this week that COVID restrictions in some Chinese cities might be lifted. That helped the Aussie dollar, which ends the week trading close to 70.5 US cents. That's it for the afternoon report for Friday, the 20th of May, 2022. Adam Lang, Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning for the weekend edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.